Giants secondary, it's kind of been injured beyond recognition a little bit. Any effect on you guys? How do you look at that situation?
We'll pay attention to it, but you got to prepare for them on the play. You don't ever know. Obviously, guys can get healthy quick and come out and play, so it just kind of makes you prepare for more guys. Try to get a feel for all of them that they have, and just make sure you're ready to go and react to what's out there.
They spent a lot of money trying to fix and attempt to fix their defense. Defensively as a whole, what do you see?
They, you know, like you said, they brought a lot of free agents in, but they obviously got a good front four that can get after the quarterback, try to stop the run. Their secondary is very good. Got some young guys, but some guys that can play. So defense that can get after you, obviously they have, their defense coordinator has been there for a while. It's had some great success. So, you know, we'll prepare for them like we do every defense and have a game plan and try to go out and execute.
Jordy, what was your relationship with Ben McAdoo? And when he was here, did you sense that he had the makings of being a head coach?
Ben's extremely smart. I think that's something that a lot of people understood if you really got to know him and watch the way he prepared. Obviously, he led some of our meetings as our coaches divide up different jobs throughout the season on what they're responsible for. So you can see the knowledge being there. And, you know, it's always fun to watch these coaches grow. And we see it inside this building and then when they leave and go somewhere else. So it's been fun to watch him grow and see what he can do.
Jordy, as Mike said on Monday, you've exceeded any expectations anybody had to start this season. You never really told us what your expectations are.
Didn't have any.
So how do you evaluate your first couple of weeks, I
thought? We've improved. So I think that's the main thing that I've looked for is the body, the route running, the endurance, all of it, you know, getting back to where it was and where it needs to be. So I think as long as we just continue to improve, I think we'll be fine with where we're at.
Jordy, how close do you think you are to where you want to be?
I don't know.
Do you think it's far away or no?
I don't think so. I don't know what we're actually looking at to be honest with you. So, and I don't think there's a way to judge it. Obviously, a lot of people will look at numbers, and I think numbers can sway both ways. I think it can show too much. I think it can, you know, not show enough. So, just me personally, the way I feel throughout a game, the way I feel on Monday when we come in after a game, how the body recovers by the time we go practice on Wednesday. So I think to me that's what a lot of it is, and it's gotten better. And to be honest with you, I wish we didn't have a bye week.
Jordan, I think Mike on Monday also referenced he thought he made it difficult for you coming into the season because I think in reference to not playing in the preseason. Now that he's brought that up, I mean, in hindsight, to you.
Do what?
You feel the same way? Was it a little more challenging for you because of that?
I don't think he made it difficult. I think my body made it difficult and what happened and what, you know, some extra stuff we had to deal with. So I think we did what we needed to do to be ready for week one. And that's what was our situation we were handed. That was the cards we were dealt. So we handled it, I think, extremely well between the training staff, the weight staff, the coaches, myself. You know, we all had a role in it. I think we all did a great job in that role. And, you know, we got enough practice in by week one. I mean, who knows what week one would have been like if it wasn't in Jacksonville, if we would have been able to play here and, you know, 70 degrees, it might have been different. But, you know, we progressed, and, I'm very satisfied with the way it went and how it's turned out and how we're continuing to grow.
Can you carry some offensive momentum through a bye week?
Yeah, I mean, we work enough throughout, you know, this week preparing for the Giants. So it's all about execution, and that's what it comes down to. And, you know, you can carry through a bye week just as easy or just as hard as you can from week to week. Every game's different. Every scenario is different. You just got to make sure you're prepared, you're ready to go, and go out and execute.
Did the advantage go to you guys because you got coming off your bye week going into this game and they just got done playing? I mean, in your eyes, how do you see that?
I'm sure a little bit. I mean, they're on the road on a Monday night game, so but at the end of the day, it's going to come down to execution. I mean, we've been in that situation before and came out in one game, so I mean, there might be a slight thing that they got to travel back-to-back weeks, but I don't think that will be the major key to the game. So,
what will be the major key?
You got me there. Scoring more points than they do.
That's insightful stuff.
Yes. News breaking right there.